Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha Tzav, that is Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph. And up until now, in the first and second Aliyahs, we've learned about numerous karbanos and the avoda that the kahanim do with them. And now we're going to start learning about a karban shlamim. The pasuk tells us, "V'zayis taras zevach hashlamim." This is the Torah. This is the law of a karban shlamim, asher yakriv l'Hashem, that he shall bring for Hashem. Im al toida yakrivenu. If he's going to bring it al toida, because it's a karban toida, the hikriv al zevach toida, and he shall bring along with this carbon taita, chalos matzos bluos bashamen, matzah loaves that are mixed with oil, or kike matzos meshuchim bashamen, and matzah crackers that are anointed or smeared with oil, v'soiles murbeches chalos bluos bashamen, and loaves of scalded fine flour mixed with oil. So let's take a look at Rashi over here to see what this carbon taita is. Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis tells us, emal taita yakrivenu, emal dvar haida'a al nes shenasa loy. If the reason why he's bringing a carbon is because he's thanking Hashem for a nes that was done to him, carbon taita means it's thanks, it's because of haida'at Hashem. Kagain, for example, Yerde Ayam, he crossed an ocean, Mahalchim Midbaris, or he went through a desert successfully. V'chavusha Beis Hasurim, he was released from jail. V'chalashin Isrape, or he was very sick and he was healed. Shein Tzrichim L'haydis, all these people, they have to give a special thanks to Hashem. Shekasa Behem, it says about them in Parakov Zayin and Tehillim, Yedu L'Hashem Chazdoi V'niflo Isil V'nei Adam, V'yizbechu Zivchei Taida, they have to bring a carbon. Imal Achas Me'ele Nadar, if this person, he made a neder, he said he's going to bring a carbon. Shlomim Halalu Shalme Taidahen, this carbon shlomim, it's considered a carbon taida, U'tu'unais Lechem Ar B'inyan, and it needs all these breads that we're speaking about. It's only eaten for one day and one night, as we're going to explain over here. The next Rashi tells us, there are four types of bread that are brought with this carbon taida. Chalas, rikikin, revucha, three different types. Shlosh mine matzah. That's three types of matzah. Uksevin, it says, alchalas lechem chametz. It also talks about one type of bread, which is chametz. V'chalmin, v'min, in every type of bread that's being brought. Eser chalas, there's 10 loaves. So all together, it's going to be 40 loaves of some sort of challah or bread or matzah that's brought with this carbon taida. So skip the rest of Rashi and go back to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Alchalas lechem chametz, along with bread of chametz. Yaakov karbani, he should bring his carbon. Al zevach taida shlomov, along with a carbon of his taida, which is a shlomim. V'hikri menu echad mikol carbon truma l'Hashem, and he shall give as a truma, as an offering to Hashem, one of every category, which means he takes one loaf, one matzah of every category, and he gives it to Hashem. What does that mean? He gives it to Hashem. La'kayhein azar kizdam shlomim lo'yeh. He gives it to the kain, which is throwing and sprinkling the blood of his carbon shlomim. It belongs to that kain. U'besar zavach taida shlomov b'yom carbon yachal, and the flesh of his carbon taida on the day that he brought it shall be eaten. Lo'yeh menu ad biker. He's not to leave any over until the next morning. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudal, tells us, Echad mikol carbon, one from every carbon, Lechem echad mikol min v'min, one bread from every single category, Yitol truma l'kayin ha'avid ha'vaydasa, is given to the kayin as a truma, as a present, as a donation, because he's doing the avayda, v'ashar nechal abaylam, and the rest is eaten by the owners. So the owners get a total of 36 loaves of matzah and challah to eat, u'basar l'abaylam, and the flesh and the meat also given to the owners, chutz mechaz v'sheik shabah, except for the chaza, the chest or the breast of the animal, and the leg, that's given to the kayin. We're going to explain this later on in the Aliyah. The carbon taida is a type of shlamim. So any avayda that is done with the shlamim is done with the taida also. And Pasuk Tezvav in Rashi tells us, Ubasar zevach taida shlamov. The Pasuk repeats itself. It kind of seems repetitive. So why is it that we mention this so many times? Besar zevach taida shlamov. Yeshkan ribum harbe. It mentions these words many times. Talks about karbanis a lot. L'rabis chatas v'asham ve'el nazav v'chagigis yudalad. It's including many types of karbanis. Shehu nechalim l'yoyim v'layla. They're eaten only one day and one night, meaning the day that they're brought in the Beis HaMikdash and that night. B'yom karbon yachal, on the day that it's brought, it's allowed to be eaten. V'chizmat besara, zman lachma, the amount of time the meat is allowed to be eaten, that's the same amount of time the bread is allowed to be eaten. Lo'yinichem menu ad biker, you're not allowed to leave it over till the morning. Aval eichul kol laila, he's allowed to eat it the whole night. Imkein lama amra ad chatzais, so why did the Chacham tell us that you only have till chatzais to eat it? Kedei laharchik adam min avera, in order to distance someone from doing an avera, if he says that he has the whole night to eat it, so he might accidentally end up eating it in the morning also. But if we tell him that he has only till chatzais to eat it, he's going to make sure that he's finished by the morning. And back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, the Torah tells us, Vim neder o nedava zevach karbane, and if his carbon is going to be a neder or a nedava, meaning it is vowed, or he decides to give it as a donation, he either made a promise that he's going to give this carbon, or he just decided to donate it. V'yoyim ha'kriva zivcha yachel, on the day that he brings his carbon, it's allowed to be eaten. Umi machras, and the next day, v'hanoyser menu yachel, whatever's left over is also allowed to be eaten. Rashi tells us that this vav of v'hanoyser is extra, so technically it should be read as umi machras ha'hanoyser menu yachel. Tomorrow, the next day, whatever's left over is allowed to be eaten. So we see from here that we have a carbon that's eaten for 2 days and one night, the day that it was brought, that night, and the next day. However, the pasuk continues, whatever is left over from this carbon, on the third day, it has to be burned. And if he eats from his carbon on the third day, it's not a ritu, it's not an appeasement. The one that brings it, meaning a kain that's being makrav this carbon, he shouldn't think it. It's considered rejected. And the soul that eats from it, if a person eats from this carbon, he shall bear his sin. The pasuk over here is telling us about the concept of pigul, which literally means rejected. That means that if the kayin, when he's doing the avodah of this carbon, thinks that he's going to eat it, he's going to eat it on the third day when he's not allowed to eat it, the entire carbon is considered pigul, it's rejected, it's pasul, and it's not allowed to even be eaten the first 2 days. It has to be completely burned, and he has an aver for eating it. And pasuk Yitaz continues, and meat of a carbon that touches something that's tamei lo yachal, it's not allowed to be eaten, but eshi sarf, has to be burnt in fire. Vahabasar, but tahar meat, kol tahar yachal basar, anyone that's tahar, he's allowed to eat this tahar kachem meat. Vahanefesh shetechal basar mizevach hashlam, mashal Hashem, and a person that eats a carbon that was for Hashem, vitumasai olav, and his tumah is on him, v'nechasa hanefesh ahim yamel, that soul gets cut off from its nation. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, pasuk chaf, vitumasai olav, his tumah is on him. Vitumas hagofa kasim medaber, this is talking about a person who his body is tamei, he himself is tamei. Avol tahar she'achlas tamei. If someone is tahar, but he eats tamei meat, any anish kars, he doesn't get kars. El azhara, he's over lav, v'abasar she'iga b'chal tamei. So we have two things that the pasuk just taught us. It taught us that a tahar person is not allowed to eat tamei meat, he's over lav if he does so. However, if we have someone who he himself is tamei, and he eats tahar kadshim, so then he is chayiv kares. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it reiterates this, iser v'nefesh kisiga b'chal tamei. Anyone that touches tamei, b'tomas adam, they either touch the person, meaning they touch the corpse, or a tamei animal, or anything that's considered sheketz, which is tamei, and ate from a shlamim, a carbon which is for Hashem, that person gets kares. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, speak to the Bnei Israel saying, any fat of a shor, which is an ox, a sheep, or a goat, is not allowed to be eaten. And the chelev of a nevela, which is an animal that died without being shechted, or a trefa, which is torn apart by a wild animal. Its chelev, ye'asal ha'malacha, is allowed to be used for any malacha. You're allowed to use it for your personal benefit, but achal lo yisechlu, you're just not allowed to eat it. Ki chol eichel chelev, anyone that eats chelev, mena behema asher yakriv mena, ish el Hashem, from any animal, which this type of animal is brought as a fire offering for Hashem, v'nechasa ha'nefesh ha'eichel es me'ameha, the soul, the person that eats this, shall get kares, he's going to be cut off from its nation. And the pasuk continues with more yisurim, v'chol dam lo yisechlu, blood is not allowed to be eaten, b'chol mash v'seichem, in any of your dwelling places, v'la'if, v'la'behema, this is whether we're talking about birds or animals, kol nefesh asher teichel, kol dam, any person that eats blood, v'nechasa nefesh himeyema, that person is chayev kares. V'aydaber Hashem Mishal Lemer, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Dabriel b'nei Yisrael Lemer, speak to the b'nei Yisrael saying, Hamakav is zevach shlomav l'Hashem, one that brings his carbon shlomav to Hashem, yavis karboni l'Hashem mizevach shlomav, he shall bring his carbon to Hashem. What does this mean that he shall bring his carbon to Hashem? Yadav tiviyena esi she Hashem, his hands shall bring the fire offering of Hashem. As a chelev al chaza yivyanu, he shall bring the chelev, the fat on the chest or the breast of the animal, es chaza, the breast, lahanif oisei tenufa lefnei Hashem, to wave it as a waving in front of Hashem. Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed, tells us, yadav tiviyana, his hands shall bring it. Shetei yana b'alamala, v'chelev v'chazois nisunun ba. The hands of the owner are placed above, and then the fat and the chest are placed on it, v'yad kain milmatu minifan, and the kain's hands are underneath and waves it, esi she'ashem umahein oishim, what is the fire part that's burnt to Hashem, esi chel v'alchaze, the fats that are on the breast. So what happens over here, he's bringing his carbon shlamim, they take the breast of the carbon shlamim, put it on the owner's hand, then they place the fats on top of it, the kain puts his hand underneath the hands of the owner, and then they wave it all around together, and then the fats are put on the mizbech, as the pasuk tells us over here. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Alf, v'hekdra ha'kayin is ha'chel v'ha'mizbecha, and the kayin burns the fat on the mizbech, v'haya ha'chazel la'aron ulabanov, and the chest or the breast of the animal, that's for Aaron and his sons. V'ez shayk ha'yamin, and the right leg, titnu truma la'kayin, you shall give as a truma, as a present, as a separation to the kayin, v'zivche shalmecham, from all of your karbanos shlamim. Hamakar v'zdam ha'shlamim v'ez ha'chel v'bnei Aaron, the one that brings the blood of the shlamim and the chelev, the fats from the sons of Aaron, lo'isiyah shayk ha'yamin l'mana, to him shall be this right leg as a portion. Why is it the Kaihanim get these portions as their own? The pasuk tells us, Ki es chazeh tenufa ves sheik ha-truma, because this chazeh, this chest that was waved around, and the sheik, which is given as a Truma, lakachti me'ez b'nei Yisrael, I have taken from b'nei Yisrael, says Hashem, mizivchei shalmeim, from all their kabbana shlamim, ve'etein oisam la'aron ha'koyin ul'banav l'chak oilam, and I gave it to Aaron, ha'koyin, and his sons, as a decree forever, me'ez b'nei Yisrael, from the b'nei Yisrael, zois mishchas Aaron, mishchas banav, me'ishe Hashem. This is what Aaron and his sons get when they're being anointed from the firing offerings of Hashem, b'yoyim hekir v'oisam, on the day that he brought them close l'chayin l'Hashem, to be kaihanim for Hashem. Asher tziva Hashem, lasis lohem, b'yoyim mashcha oisam, that Hashem commanded to give to them on the day that they were inaugurated, they're anointed, me'es b'nei Yisrael, from the b'nei Yisrael, chukas olam derosam, an eternal decree forever and ever. So his psukim just told us that it's because of the inaugurating of the kaihanim into the service of Hashem, that's the reason why they get this chazeh tenufa and the sheka truma. That's the reason why every single karban shlamim that's brought, they get these portions. And the pasuk tells us in conclusion, zayis ha'tayra, these are the laws, la'oila, la'mincha, for the karban oila, the karban mincha, v'lachatas v'la'asham, for the chatas and the asham, v'lamiluim, and the inauguration karbanis, v'lzevach ha'shlamim, and for the karbanis shlamim, asher tziva Hashem as Moshe bar Sinai, that Hashem commanded Moshe on Har Sinai, b'yom tzavos es b'nei Yisrael, on the day that he commanded the b'nei Yisrael, l'hakav es karbanahem l'Hashem, to bring their karbanis to Hashem, b'midbar Sinai, in the midbar of Sinai. So with this, we conclude the first part of the parsha that discusses the avoda that the kohanim do with all different karbanis. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the fourth aliyah in Parsha Tzav tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.